jack leg, but we use the word a jackknife. We use the word jackknife a lot.
Let's see now, more relationships here. My mother's sister, you'd say, would be?
My aunt.
Well, my mother's sister.
Huh?
My mother's sister.
Oh, talking about myself, my mother's
sister? You're talking about me now.
Oh, your mother's sister? Uh-huh. She just
had
to be a friend or something, wouldn't she?
To me, she...
Oh, your mother, his mother's sister would be his aunt, wouldn't you? Would call her his aunt.
To him, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if my father had a brother named William, he'd be my...
Uncle.
Uncle what?
William.
And before he became president, Eisenhower was called what?
General.
Uh-huh. And the man who presides over the county court here is?
County judge. Uh-huh.
A person who goes to school is a...
The kid that goes to school is a... Student.
Uh-huh. And a girl who works in an office and takes dictation.
Stenographer, bookkeeper.
Or if she handles business affairs for the boss, too.
Dictation.
I don't know.
In other words, she's a step above a stenographer. Is the term secretary common for that?
Well, she would be a secretary and stenographer and all work on the same, would be called either one, a stenographer or a secretary or is
taking dictation.
I believe all that comes under secretary.
Hmm? I say here and there places around these little places includes all of it, but I don't know how to if it's in some big town.
She does the three jobs, I guess, take dictation, secretary.
And nationality, we'd say we're not Canadians, we're not Mexicans, we're
American.
Just American.
Mm-hmm. Any special terms for Negroes?
Yeah, in the South they're called niggers instead of Negroes.
How about?
But a lot of people call them colored people, but mostly expressed as nigger. Instead of Negro, it's just straight niggers.
Nigger.
In
uh-huh.
the South.
Yeah, out in California, I think there it was Negro generally.
Yeah.
When I grew up, and you get in South Carolina and Georgia, and it comes out Nigra.
Is it Nigger down? Straight old Nigger down there?
No, it's Nigra.
Nigra.
And up in Michigan, the derogatory term was generally Jigaboo. All those Jigaboos.
We have a lot of expression on different foreigners, WOPs. What do they call that? Greaser. Call them Mexican greaser. they call them anything. I like to be called Spanish, but a lot of them call them greasers when they're playing them.
Call low-class greasers.
Who?
We call low-class greasers and upper-class we call them Spanishers.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do in Mexico.
We do the same thing with white people, of course, with the Americans. Get people who...
white trash.
Yeah. People aren't just people.
That's right.
Any special word for Indians?
I believe most of that is Indian. Choctaw. Some of them call them a squaw. Some of them call them, you know, but most of it is Indian.
Oh, I had an interesting interview with a Choctaw. Near as I can figure out, he was about 15/16.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was a full blood and his mother was 7/8. And we got talking about cooking. And he told about some of the dishes that his mother used to cook, his mother and his aunt. How they made Tom Fuller.
Yeah, Tom Fuller was a great dish.
Yeah. Said, they don't make it anymore.